Hey, it's Paul Rasmussen. Get informed with Larry and John right now and stay informed with Rose Ryan Douglas and me from 3 to 6 with the KDKA Afternoon News on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
7:42, this is KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Well, as you just heard in sports, it looks like Tyler Kennedy had his concussion and is dealing with that. We saw Troy Polamalu get hurt on Sunday, and we're waiting to hear about his potential concussion issues. And, of course, then there's Sidney Crosby out there, and we're all waiting for him to get back on the ice and back in action.
It seems like we're hearing more and more of this, not just at the pro level, but collegiate and high school level, too. Joining us is Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is a expert in this field from UPMC and, of course, team neurosurgeon for your Pittsburgh Steelers. Doc, good morning.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to both of you gentlemen.
Yeah, and let's just make it clear from the beginning, you're not allowed to talk about any of these specific players, so we will not ask you. But let me ask you this. When a player has had a concussion and then returns to action, is susceptibility cumulative?
Well, we believe it is, but we believe that goes way down in terms of cumulative when they fulfill all of the criteria to return. We let no one go back to play unless they've completely recovered from the concussion. So that I think the cumulative nature of it in the past was certainly a big factor. I don't think it's that big of a problem at the present time with the kind of criteria we have for return to play.
And certainly the awareness, and a lot of that awareness you've brought to the forefront, not just here in Pittsburgh, but nation and worldwide, is that more and more coaches, players, parents are becoming aware of the situation and taking steps to deal with it.
That's exactly right. And the problem, Larry, we just wrote a paper in one of the medical journals on, you know, why is it that patients have symptoms after a concussion that may be prolonged? And I compare the brain being injured or struck, traumatized, to that of a finger that gets pierced by a splinter. The body's innate immune response rushes to protect the body, and it releases various agents that in the finger causes it to be red hot, swollen, and painful. In the brain, the body also seeks to repair any traumatic injury by releasing similar types of chemicals, which can cause neuroinflammation or inflammation of the brain. So that what we must direct our attention to is to reducing the inflammation and letting nature itself heal the inflammation. So I believe we're dealing with the body's response to trauma and a neuroinflammatory response that we really can start to do some things about in terms of healing.
Doc, have we gotten to the point, I mean, when you talk to some former stars of the NFL, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, you got your bell rung. As soon as the stars aren't in your eyes, you get back in there. Have we gotten to the point yet where the professional athletes themselves acknowledge the long-term impact it can have if they don't take this seriously and deal with it?
Absolutely. In my many years in dealing with concussions at the professional level, I have seen a huge cultural shift in the players and the coaches and everyone involved with the sport in talking about and letting us know immediately the problem. We see this routinely now. In the past, oh, there was no problem. I got my bell rung and I went back in. Nowadays, we see players acknowledging that they have a problem. And by definition, in the NFL, if there's a concussion, which is a ding or a brief transient loss of neurological function, you can't return to the same game. So we follow those rules very assiduously.
And there are a couple of things. Natural inflammatories you've talked about. The fish oil may sound pretty simplistic to a lot of people, but omega-3s is something that you probably should take all the time anyway.
Well, I think there's several papers now that are coming out into the medical literature this year documenting the effects of omega-3 fatty acids or fish oil in terms of its own natural anti-inflammatory response and its ability to facilitate healing in the brain. And we use this very liberally in our athletes and feel that it's a very positive feature. The other two things are vitamin D3 and magnesium. In athletes, particularly dark-skinned athletes, up to 60% are deficient in vitamin D3, which itself is neuroprotective. So that we encourage all athletes, particularly dark-skinned athletes, to have their vitamin D3 level measured so we know what we're dealing with.
Well, can you please tell Larry that there's a way to get the fish oil other than these sardines he keeps opening in here?
Because those things stink.
That's probably the best way to get it, though.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you for illuminating us once again, Doctor. We appreciate your time.
My great pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Back to surgery.
Okay. Bye.
Dr. Joseph Maroon on News Radio 1020 KDKA.